to come and stall it.
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
A chiggity chiggity, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Okay, there'll be no gang banging today, all right?
Oh, damn. Starting for an old gangbang.
Oh, what kind?
What kind are you talking about?
Like, riddling people. With a gun. Like a gangbang.
That's a gangbang?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Is there another gangbang?
Yeah.
Gangbang's a funny term, isn't it?
you were gangbanger.
Don't we all have a big gangbang?
Clip it.
Come on, Amy, get the car out. We're going for a gangbang. She'd spit her coffee out all over me. Not that kind of gang. No, the gang. Oh, let me just go to McDonald's and get a burger.
Jeez. Oh, God.
I'm going gangbang up the Fino. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus Christ. What a start.
What a start to episodes. God knows what.
Who knows what? Who's
late? 197? 198? 191.
Is it now?
191.
Holy lantern of the divine.
You wouldn't hit that on a dartboard, I tell you.
You'd need about six.
I feel like this wouldn't be an old casual day. An old casual conversation, you know? Just shooting the breeze, like.
Shoot that breeze. Gangbang that breeze.
All right, enough of the gangbangs now.
Anyway, remember a few weeks ago we were talking about living under the sea?
Yes.
Yeah. And I told you the world record was like 100 days or something like that. And it was an American man had done it just off the coast of Florida. Well, while we were discussing that, that record was in the process of being broken.
Okay.
A few days ago, a German aerospace engineer named Rudiger Koch came up. He spent 120 days under the sea.
120 days.
Form
in like
in
a little SpongeBob thing, a sandy little.
Yeah. Let's say so. Yeah.
Or maybe like a submarine.
No. It was a fixed structure.
Wow. Mm. Like a dome.
Yeah.
That seems easy, like.
Look,
if you have supplies and you have a fucking dome or whatever.
Yeah, well, where do you get this like, food from?
It's like being at your house, in your house, like, just that you're underwater and you're secure.
Yeah.
If I ran a marathon, I could live under the sea, huh?
No. Tempt me. Don't tempt me.
What's his name?
No. Rudiger.
That's a bit of toilet humour, isn't it? Sorry about that, everyone.
Do you know what? Will I tell you what's happening to me right now?
Yeah.
Moira's brother is married to a woman in Texas, and her dad has a business, and the business is ordering giant props from China.
As in?
As in, like, big 10-foot hammers or, like, just really big props. Like, do you know, for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
For a film set.
For, like, events and films and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Moira said to me months ago, in passing, said, James, my brother, James said that he'd send us over a big dinosaur if you want one, like, for the front garden or something like that. I was like, oh, yeah, go for it.
We talked about all this in the AliExpress episode, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah, giant dinosaur.
Well, it's here now.
It's here now, is it?
And I thought it was a joke. I thought we weren't going to actually fucking do this. So now it's in the docks now. And we have to pay €350 to get it released and delivered to the house. Because it's like fucking a 10-foot life-sized T-Rex. Like, what the...
What's the material of it?
I don't know. Like, plastic, probably. Big lump of plastic.
What are you going to do with it? Are you going to pay the customs?
I don't want it. I don't want a fucking dinosaur in my front garden.
Do we write you down? Kill it. You definitely know where you live then. Here's Joe's gap. How do you know? It's a big dinosaur in the garden. Talked about it on the podcast.
So, sorry, where is this dinosaur right now?
down in the docks.
It's being delivered to your house.
Well, they're asking for €350.
It's €350.
I didn't want the fucking thing in the first place. No, definitely don't want to pay €350 to get the thing released.
So you're not going to get it because you're not going to pay the money.
But it seems a shame not to...
I would honestly probably just pay it just for the curiosity.
Just to see it?
Just to see it.
How big is it in its uninflated form?
It's not inflated.
Oh.
It's solid.
Is it made?
Or it's in a giant box. It's in like a giant box.
Is it like a fucking flat pack thing?
Give us some dimensions here.
The box is bigger than me. It's in a big wooden crate. A big, massive wooden crate down the dock somewhere.
You have to go get this.
It's too expensive, man. That's fucking ridiculous. It's
an investment, though. You can charge people into the garden to have a little sit on it.
I don't even know what dinosaur it is. I said to Maura, what sort of dinosaur is it even? She's like, I don't know. I didn't think he was actually doing it.
Can I ask you one thing? What the bloody hell's going on? Why is this a thing, like...
Props, like if you have a restaurant, if you have
are they offering you a dinosaur? Do you want a dinosaur, like a life size dinosaur, Joe, for the garden?
No, thanks though.
But maybe if you pay the $350 and as well.
Like, I mean, he's obviously paid. Like her brother has paid a bunch of money to get it this far. It seems disrespectful to say we're not paying $350 to get it released from customs.
You fall out with someone for not paying it.
Yeah. But it's like someone does something nice for you and then you end up fucking having a burden on you.
They thought it was going to be $350.
No, they didn't know. They thought that they were paying customs on their end and everything. So
it's Americans, huh?
I'd Americans. Say a lot of couriers up there who's having the crack with it.
I'd say so.
You'd have to.
But can you tell it's a dinosaur by looking at the big wooden crate?
No, it's a big wooden crate. Like, it could be ant inside it.
If I was walking up there, I'd be curious. Big wooden crate like that.
Yeah.
Scheduled for Kewlock.
This is like when Burns gives Bart the giant head.
What? Did the Abidaya Springfield head?
No, a very early episode. When Bart gives...
I was thinking when they bought the little
blood donation
dinosaur
to Burns
thing that they squirt the water on and it's bigger and just goes down the shore.
We have multiple reference options. No, Bart gives blood that saves Mr. Burns. This might be season one of The Simpsons. Anyway, Burns' gift arrives and it's a giant wooden crate and they open it and it's just a giant Aztec head.
Like I do remember.
A carved head, and it's the size of the sitting room.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like. In some ways, similar to that situation.
It does feel like
I hope you didn't tell the kids you're getting a life size dinosaur.
I think they know, I think they know.
It's not animatronic, no?
No, I don't know. No.
Yeah, sell it to the crowd out in Artane. The Dino Live.
That's changed now. That's not the dinosaur. I think it's something else now. Mm. Maybe it's not the Dino Experience.
So the secondhand dino market is probably flooded right now.
What the fuck am I going to do with a dinosaur?
Put it out the back.
A sketch, probably.
There's a vlog in that.
Yeah. Go get content for your podcast.
It's like I got a dog that Maura doesn't want, so she got a dinosaur that I don't want.
Big difference.
But yeah. Do you want a dinosaur?
No.
No.
Bottom floor apartment.
Yeah. You just leave her out.
Can't even fit clothes in the fucking wardrobe, let alone a dinosaur in the fucking sitting room.
Leave her in the front green. No one's going to rob it. It's too big. And if they do, great.
I think that's mad. Do you have any photos of like the stuff they already have or got? The giant hammer and stuff.
Would you just leave it out and wait until it gets robbed?
It would get robbed.
Like Homer.
Well, leaving it out anyway.
If you left that out,
yeah,
there's going to be multiple videos on TikTok of Yumflas carrying that around and just acting the bollocks. Not carrying it, obviously, but doing something with it, like.
Put it in the middle of the football pitch across from your house and I'd...
Be like the tomato bridge. It'd just become a thing.
Yeah.
The dinosaur of Kewlock.
Give it 24 hours and there'll be like pages being sprung up on TikTok and Instagram and everything.
I don't want that. I don't want me fucking front garden to be a blading.
No, the football pitch across from your house.
Oh, right. Okay, okay.
It's a mad world you live, isn't it? Mm.
I don't want it to be. I just want to be normal. I don't want to have a dinosaur in my garden. Oh, even if it was in my back garden, I wouldn't mind as much. But it's the fact that it's in plain sight, like what the fuck are you doing? What's that? Is that a dinosaur beside you? In Kewlock.
There'll be queues of people.
Oh, man.
it'd be too big of a thing to happen not to be just like massive. Like people would be just coming from everywhere to see it in the garden.
It's so random. I'm always like, we'll dress him up. On Christmas, we'll put a hat on him and all, like a Santa hat. And on Halloween, we'll make him scary. And I'm like, that's just going to draw more attention to the gaff. She's the one that gets annoyed.
It'd be broke up, like.
Do you think so?
If it was left in the garden, people would smash the thing to bits.
Do you think so?
And they'd act the bollocks, yeah.
Really, yeah.
You couldn't leave that there.
You don't think people would appreciate it?
I think people would appreciate it, but there's always a certain amount of people that would just...
smash it.
Ah, yeah. Ah, they'd love that, yeah. Perfect for smashing. To the moon.
To the moon.
To the moon.
Do you know what I was thinking? After we left last week and you were saying that you were tasting food for your wedding.
Yeah.
I got a text message after we left from somebody else who's seen you in the same place because they're getting married in the exact same venue.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it got me thinking, are you staying in the honeymoon suite?
Yeah.
I think that's the weirdest room to stay in because you know that's the room, like, you know everyone's riding in that bed.
Well, here, here.
Well, like...
here, we saved that for fucking Vegas, huh? Here, here.
And the wedding night. True, because, yeah. Do you know, like, every... We didn't... Yeah, it's all happening in that bed.
But any hotel room you've ever stayed in, there's been a bit of that going on.
I know, but you know for a fact that the honeymoon suite is the... Like, if you get the blue light out for the honeymoon suite... It'll be glowing. Yeah. It'll be glowing.
You're ruining it for him. Look.
Ah, well, look. The way I function after a few points to be nothing but sleeping. What's this person that you know?
Just a friend of mine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And what was he saying? What was he saying about us?
This is a shame.
What was she saying? Was she saying that?
Saying that they seen you there eating.
That's all, was it?
Eating the food, yeah.
She didn't say anything about me shouting and everything about the portion. What size is this? But you are right about the honeymoon suite and I never thought of that.
Isn't it weird when you do think of it? I was like, oh
might
God.
Bring them
like,
up and say, can we just have a standard room, please? Two single beds.
Yeah.
Put them together if we need to.
Because we didn't stay in the honeymoon suite because there was only a certain amount of rooms in the venue and there was more people could sleep in the honeymoon suite. If we stayed in one of the smaller rooms, we end up staying in one of the smaller rooms in the house.
Be no gallivanting in there.
The what?
Be no gallivanting, previous gallivanting in there.
In the smaller rooms? I feel like, yeah, probably was, but I just think you definitely know for a fact that the honeymoon's...
I'm not going to fucking think about that the whole time. Doing the fucking speech, walking up the aisle the whole lot and be like, just come on that bit.
Oh, the honeymoon suite. Get up. Good stuff, man.
Just eating the fish and everything. He's like, I'm not going up there. Actually, you're staying up. What? We stay up, will we? Stick around for a bit, anyway. Tap me hand at the bar. Looking 4 in the morning. Amy's gone to bed now. In her dress.
You're going in like that, like trying not to touch hands in the air.
Walking in, shimmying in.
Don't put the bags on the bed.
And she's like, Dar, is that you? And I'm like, oh. Oh, them sheets, man. I'm going to just sleep in the bath, right?
Yeah. you could sleep standing up in the wardrobe. Outside of that, I'd say.
The bath? Yeah, it's a hot spot, isn't it?
I'd say it's...
Is it like a jacuzzi? Jacuzzi bath?
Better be.
Oh,
that's a quote from Barry Keoghan in Saltburn.
From a deleted scene. Imagine that. Oh, stop, man. It's just something that you don't think of, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit grim, actually.
Yeah.
We've had a suggestion from a listener.
Okay.
Following on from Charlestown.
All right.
Have you, yeah?
We have. This is from Kian. He suggests that your next complete nonsense adventure should be in the world of phone-in radio.
Did he? Yeah.
like an Adrian Kennedy phone show kind of thing.
Like get it off your chest kind of thing.
I don't think so.
Send us in a text there. Let us know. Is there loads of lads running around? Is there?
You don't have to like. There's no stipulation here that you have to found and build up a radio station. We don't have to go.
Stala FM.
Sure.
Stala's pretty good.
A little pirate radio station.
Arr, you're listening to Stala FM. DJ Cammy. Who the fuck are you? DJ Cammy. Celebrate the summer. That can be the intro.
It's your radio station.
I change the song every time.
Yeah.
We doing this now?
It's up to you.
Fucking hell. Who's the host and who's the phone? Bit of both, two hosts.
Yeah, we won't put it all on you this time. We'll flip it around a bit.
Look, I don't fucking mind, like. It's great that it's not live radio as well, because you can course.
You course. Do what?
They don't have a coin.
Only a Bitcoin.
See who goes
flip
first.
A Bitcoin there.
Flipping someone throwing their phone in that air.
Flip this pen.
How can you flip a pen?
Whoever the cap points closer to goes first.
You.
The cap pointed. I'm saying Joe.
Okay, what am I? So am I the radio host then?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm ringing in?
Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Stalet FM radio show, where you get a chance to call in and tell us about whatever you want. It's a free-for-all. It's a free-for-all on this radio station because it's not legit. It's all illegal and it's coming across the airwaves. We have a caller on line one here. How are you doing, caller? What's your name? Where are you from?
All right, Joe. Big fan of Stalet and everything in the sketches and all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. What's your name, sir?
Glenn.
Glenn. Nice.
It's my name now about 32 years, yeah. So it's stuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Perfect. Thanks, Glenn. Well, thanks for
calling. Congratulations as well, by the way, on the new show. But it's like...
Oh, no problem. It's
something different,
so
isn't it? Like, just calling in to say that I'll absolutely dance all over your head. Right, so... Congratulations on the show anyway, like, you know. Just
thanks very much for calling in, Glenn. That was Glenn. Take us to the break there, Darren Conway.
You're listening to Stalet FM and I'm taking it through to the break. It's me, DC, seeing you through to the early hours of the morning. I hope all you cool cats and kittens are cool out there. Hey, how's it going? You're very welcome back to Stalet FM. I'm your host, Darren Conway. And this is Stalet FM, as I said. The dial is going 90 here in the studio. And we have another guest on the phone. How's it going?
How are you doing? It's me, Dylan. Dylan.
Dylan is here now and we have another caller because Dylan's at the hanging up.
No, I'm still here.
Caller number two.
Darren, I'm still here.
How are you doing? This is Matthew.
How are you, Ma?
I'm Dylan's dad. Why don't you want to talk to him? He's always calling in. You're not ever talking to him.
Can I ask something real quick? How old is Dylan?
What does it matter? This is an illegal radio station. Doesn't matter. There's no laws apply on the port radio stations.
There's no illegal activity going on in the Golo Studios, let me tell you.
None illegal going on. He only wants to have a little chit-chat. Little chit-chat with his favourite online comedian and Darren and Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, you only want to have a little talk. That's all. I have a few things I want to get off my chest and all.
Right, Dylan, go ahead then.
My neighbour, he's had to come home with a big life-size dinosaur and I want to climb on him and he won't let me in to climb on him.
Okay.
Just want to give
him... When you say life-size, is that human life? Like, is that in comparison with yourself? You're only a short fella. How old are you?
Look at dinosaur. Look at big dinosaur. Look, Jurassic Park. Do you ever see Jurassic Park with all the big dinosaurs?
I did, yeah. I seen it a couple of times.
Well, that's what it's like. The front garden's like little Jurassic Park.
Put your dad back on there for a second, will you?
How are you doing? Do you not like what he's talking about now?
When he says life size, how big is it now?
Like, do you ever see like a proper T-Rex in the Ambassador when they had the dinosaur
experience? Yeah. We did a few ads for them over the last while there when it was here.
Yeah, well, that's what it's like. And I swear to God, if your man doesn't let my young fella into that garden to just slide down that dinosaur's big tail on a put a brick through his window.
Well, to be... I know the fella who owns it. I know the house.
Will you ask him, can I have a little jockey back on his dinosaur? Little dinosaur, just a little jockey back. Little giddy up.
Hang on there and I give him a call.
Don't worry, son. You can have a go on it. He won't let me in, though. He won't let me in the garden.
Hang on there, the fuck will you? Hello, Joe.
What's the story, man?
Come here, listen. There's a young fella ringing into the radio station and he wants to know, can he have a jaunt on the dinosaur, life-size dinosaur?
Darren, there's a queue of about 50 people outside my front garden. I don't want to let them into the garden. If I let one in, I'll have to let them all in.
What's he saying to you, Darren? Is he on the phone to you?
Right, Joe, see you in a while. Dylan!
Yee!
He can't go on the dinosaur.
Ah, why not?
Because it's a big queue. And he flat out for the day.
Darren would love the dinosaurs. I'd love a lovely little jockey back on a little dinosaur.
Put your dad on. Put your dad on.
What story, mate?
Would you not bring him to the zoo, would you not?
Bring him to the zoo. There's no dinosaurs in the zoo. You can't be climbing. Do you know what happened last time we went to the zoo? Tried to get into the meerkat enclosure and take a little meerkat home. They wouldn't let us. End up scratching us. Got rabies in the matter hospital for 4 weeks with rabies, man. Is that what you're suggesting? Why, you want me young fella to get rabies?
Oh, I don't give a bollocks. What happens to him? I mean, we've lots more callers coming in now soon enough. Here's a song.
Hello and welcome back to Stalit FM. You're very welcome to the phone show where we talk to you, the listener. And we have a bunch of... The phones are hopping off the walls here in Stalit headquarters. Who's next on the line there?
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for calling in. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Raymond and I'm from Clare Hall.
How are you doing, Raymond? Are you well today?
Yeah, Joe, I'm just a really big fan of yours, you know that?
Stop. Thank you so much. That's so sweet of you, Raymond.
I remember the ones you did years ago with your friends, all your friends, the merchants.
Oh, yeah.
They were the best.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's so kind of you. So kind of you to say, Raymond.
You don't mind if I drop you in a few cupcakes, do you?
We don't have an actual base.
I baked them myself.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay, Raymond.
All for you, Joe.
Is there something that you want to get off your chest or talk about?
No. I just thought I'd ring you up and say that you're doing a terrific job.
Is this Declan?
No, it's Raymond.
This sounds like Declan. Declan, I went to the police about this. We have...
It's not fucking Declan.
It sounds a lot like Declan.
Listen to me.
Declan likes making cupcakes. And you're saying that you want to give me cupcakes.
I made them for you. They're fairy cakes. And there's little tiny icing drops of Bitcoin logos.
Raymond, I don't... like fairy cakes. I don't like little small cakes. If anyone's making me a cake, I just want a normal sized cake. I don't want little
well,
cakes.
Well, I think you owe it to me because I bought a projector off AliExpress and they only sent me out the bed sheet off it. You little prick.
Raymond, I told you
everything that. You buy, I buy.
You little prick.
You made me buy a load of shite. you little Dell boy. Huh? So I'm after baking you cakes. Okay? You are on... Joe. You little prick. You're like teleshopping on the Stala podcast. I remember a while back what you did. You bought a hair clippers off a website, AliExpress, and I went out and I got that as well. Because everything you buy, I buy.
Why did you get hair clippers, Raymond?
I don't even have any hair. But it's all for you, Joe.
Well, if you don't have hair, why did you buy your hair clippers, Raymond? That doesn't make sense.
It's all for you. Everything you buy, I buy.
That's crazy. What about fake Rolexes? Do you have any fake Rolexes?
I do. I have everything. I have a cardboard cutout from the live show with you as well. And Darren, the big bastard.
Why is he a big bastard?
The big sellout. Huh? Telly shopping.
telly shopping of the future, I call you, son.
Why? Why do you call us that?
Because if you sold an iron, if you were selling an iron, I'd buy it. But if you bought an iron, I'd buy an iron.
Why though? Why don't you just like I was telling those stories as a cautionary tale for people not to be burned on AliExpress.
And come here, you listen to me now, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what else I bought?
What?
You and that other prick. the two pricks, huh?
Love that you're just calling me a prick.
You and him, right? You were talking about buying a full theme park.
Yeah, as a joke.
Roller coasters, yeah. A whole lot, candy floss stands, everything off AliExpress that you could buy it.
Yeah.
And I went and I bought it.
You bought the fun fair?
Yeah, and it came and it was only this a little diorama. It was. You're feeding us a load of lies here on the Stala podcast.
Why did you buy Fundaland?
Listen.
Sorry.
Listen to me.
I'm sorry.
I didn't buy Fundaland. I bought the roller coaster off AliExpress.
We're running out of time here on the Stala FM radio show.
Take the cupcakes.
I don't want the fucking cupcakes.
There's your faces on them and loads of Bitcoin, your favourite.
I'm not fucking eating them, they're poisoned. I know you had the poison.
They're not poisoned, I'll drop them in at reception. If you don't take them, someone will. Because I know what they're like in there. They all just nibble at things that come in. Because they're free. Because you always get freebies in there, don't you? You don't pay for anything, you get invited to all the cinemas and everything.
We're gonna have to leave.
Go see the new Marvel film, right?
We're going to have to leave you there.
I bet you're going to the premiere. You go to see Gladiator 2, did you? Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
I have to wait till the fucking picture house quietens down, don't I? Until I can fucking see you.
Thanks for listening. That
you
was right.
Prick. Gold.
Prick. Do you want to go for a gangbang at Burger King?
How's it going, everyone? I'm back now. I just had some lunch and this is Stala FM. We have another caller. How's it going? What's your name and where do you come from?
How are you doing? My name's Bertie.
Ah?
My name's Bertie.
After the tea bags, brilliant. How are you keeping? Do you like spice bags?
I'm into spice bag. What are you talking about, spice bag?
How's it going? Do you like spice bags and bambinos?
What are you talking about?
Ah, surely all of it, don't they? Let us know in the comments. How are you, Gavin?
I'm stuck in the back of a taxi. I got a taxi from town. I asked him to bring me home. He's had to bring me out to Glendalough. And he's going to leave me here.
Why are you in the back of a taxi? What?
He's had to give me a lift from town. I was out with the lads and I got in the taxi. I asked him to bring me home. And he brought me out to Glendalough.
Did you ask him to?
No, he said bring me home. Now he's had to leave me out in Glendalough.
Is he in the car with you now?
Yeah.
Put him on.
Here he is now.
What's up?
What you bring him to Glendalough for?
Because he asked me, he says, bring me to Glendalough. And I said, yeah, right, I'll be bringing you there now in a minute. It'll cost you a few bob though. Now I'm about to bring him here and he said that he doesn't have any money, so I'm going to dance on him.
I won't be doing that now.
No, I will.
So come here. Put him back on there.
Right, here he is. He's going to dance on me. He said he's going to dance on me.
He said you've no money.
I said, well, I don't have money for a lift to Glendalough, but if you can do a call out to your listeners on the radio show, maybe they can do a little GoFundMe, a little whip around, a few quid. So what do we do now? Do we just wait?
Yeah, what's the plan? Where are you off to? Where did you want to go originally?
Coolock. I want to go to Coolock.
You're telling him you want to go to
Glendalough. Coolock. I thought you said Glendalough.
Has the lock in it, doesn't it? Are you walking away or have you no money coming in?
Yeah, but I don't have any money. I mean, like, it's the end of the month.
What the fuck are you getting a taxi for if you know money?
Well, I have 20 quid, that'll get me to Coolock, but it's not going to be. Glendalough's about 85 quid. What about it's on the meter? Oh, jeez, I don't know how I'm going to get back down in Conway. And the only number I know is.
What's your favourite song? I'll play a song for you.
Oh, King Pass of the Leon. Time. Sex is on fire.
Right, we'll play that for you next. Put the taxi driver on there. Can I sweeten the deal for you or something? Is there anything else I can do for you to get this fella home?
I tell you, I've a dirty hankering for a
few fairy cakes.
All right, hang on there a minute and I'll sort that out for you. I know just the person. How are you, Raymond? You're live here now. Raymond, are you there? How are you there?
Who's this now?
That's Raymond. Raymond baked a couple of fairy cakes earlier on for Joe, but Joe doesn't want them. So, just fairy cakes there if you want them. Raymond, have you still got the fairy cakes? Raymond, are you there? Yeah, Darren. I have fairy cakes, but they're for Joe. Well, listen, I have a lad here who's stuck in Glendalough in a taxi, and the taxi driver wants fairy cakes. And the only way you can save him, you'd be doing a great deed. You'd be doing a great deed if you give him. So basically, you have to go to Glendalough and deliver cupcakes, fairy cakes to the taxi driver to free some person. What's your name?
Barry.
To free Barry. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose that's good karma, isn't it, if we do that?
Of course, yeah, it's good karma. Of course it is. You bring up the fairy... I'll book you a taxi, right, on the company. And you bring up the fairy cakes to Glendalough to free Barry from this ordeal.
Why don't you just, instead of booking him a taxi, why don't you just pay for my taxi home? For fuck's sake.
Yeah, actually, why
you're running in there.
I actually agree with Joe. Like, why do I have to do that if you could just pay for a taxi for him? Well, like, trying to work something out here, like.
I want them fairy cakes now. I'm starving.
Right, I'm going to book the taxi for you, Raymond, right? What's your address? Don't say your address. It's 12. Don't say your address over the radio. Send me a text on 11111112. Sorry, what was the number? It's 11111111 and then 2. Is that a 7-1? Yeah, it's 1111. Yeah, 7-1s and a 2. All right, okay, I'll see it.
Where are you ordering the taxi from?
Barry, relax the fuck now. Raymond is on the way.
Are you playing Sex Is On Fire or what?
Oh God, does someone play Sex on Fire with this fella? How's it going there? So we have Raymond on the phone again to get an update because I sent him out to Glendalough to save Barry from a terrible, terrible scenario where he had no money to get a taxi and ended up in Glendalough.
It was very sad.
It was very sad, Joe. It was. Raymond, are you on the phone?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Are you at Glendalough now?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. We got the
company car. Did you pay?
Sure, yeah. Raymond, I paid for a taxi for you to get out to Glendalough. What do you mean you're not sure?
Is that Joe?
Yeah, this is Joe, yeah.
Hey.
How are you, Raymond? How are you?
Big fan of yours, I still am.
Yeah.
I'll always be a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
Listen to me. Are you at Glendalough or not? And stop gushing over Joe.
Sure. Shut up, Darren. I'm talking to Joe, you big prick. Oh, I tell you, he's a bold. You're very bold, you are.
I can't believe you said that on live radio. Jesus.
Yeah, Christ. Look, I'm running out of time here. I'm going to have to get on the taxi driver, see if you can see Raymond around the vicinity or something, all right? How are you, taxi driver?
Where's me fucking fairy cakes? I'm getting annoyed now. I'm starving.
Look, Raymond has the fairy cakes. Can you take a look around there and see if you can see him?
I can't see anyone. There's no one I can't see anyone. I'm the only person here. It's getting dark.
How's the other fella getting on?
I'm back here. It's not going well.
Look,
there's 150 quid on the meter. It's just getting Raymond, more expensive.
Raymond, where the bloody hell are you, Raymond? Are you about? No,
I'm here. I'm at Glendalough now, yeah. I'm just looking around for the taxi.
There's not any Glendalough. I'm out in Glendalough and I can't see anyone.
Who's that?
This is Johnny, the taxi driver.
Johnny? Oh, here, look. Are you there or what? Like, what's going on? No, I'm here now. Look, we're running out of time here, Joe. We're going to have to wrap it up, like.
I'm going to have to murder this Barry fella. If he can't pay the fare, and if I don't get 30 cakes, he's getting murdered.
Well, that's on you.
Send him, tell him to hurry with the 30 cakes.
I'm in the car park. I'm so close, I'm in the car park.
I don't know if he is in the car park.
I'm just going to the toilet real quick, will you?
Okay, yeah. So thank you everybody for continuing to listen to the Stala FM radio show. It's been a crazy one. We're going to do everything that we can to
all
get...
All right, Joe.
Who are you?
It's Raymond.
Raymond?
Would you like a cake? When we go to pictures.
I don't want to go to pictures, would
you?
Oh,
I go to pictures. You see,
get your hands off me.
We see Gladiator.
Please don't do this. Don't.
Jesus, you're very light, Paul Mescal. Come on now.
God.
No, do you see they have Kinda Buenos in the vending machine now? Where is he gone?
Talking to myself. Oh, probably gone to Jack's. Would have seen him though. Anyway, we have another caller on the line. Caller 3. How's it going?
I'm at the gate now, and the dinosaur down, and it was deadly. It was.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, absolutely thrilled for you.
It was brilliant.
I made up for you. Oh, I am.
I'm over the moon. I am, little dinosaur.
Brilliant. Whee. Brilliant. All right. Have a good one. Right, we'll play a song there anyway to see us out. And thanks very much for listening to Starlet FM. We are here, God knows when, sure, whenever they send them in and ask us to do them. I'll see you.